that start on the inside of a wheel?
The spokes.
Well, first of all, we'd have the hub, wouldn't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then there would be the
axle.
Well, what did you just say? From the hub, there would be the
spokes,
all right, that come out and fit into the what? What's the outer part called? The metal thing around the outside of a wheel.
You talking about the round?
Yes, that's
iron. Is it iron on the outside of that?
All right, that's what it's made of.
Yeah.
What do you call that outer part? The what of the wheel?
The wheel.
The what of the wheel? The outer part.
The edge of the wheels.
All right, but I think there's one name for it that you you'll think of it a little bit probably. The outer part of the wheel. It's of steel, perhaps. Well, that's all right. We'll go on to something else. What about an instrument now, a musical instrument that children like to play with, a little one that they hold up to their mouth and play?
Harp. A harp.
You call it a harp.
Yeah.
All right, now, I wonder if we're thinking of the same...
Something like the harmonica.
Harmonica, all right. Mm-hmm. That would be the what is a harmonica when you say that? What do you think of? Want to describe it to me?
We call them harp. You talking about the same thing that you blows?
Yes. Yes. Just the little one that the children play with. What do you call that?
A harp.
You call that a harp. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you ever heard of one? Maybe you haven't seen one of these. I remember these. Something that we used to hold between our teeth somehow or other, and we'd pick it with the fingers. It would twang, twang, twang.
I know what you're talking about. A juice harp.
Yes. Do you know, I had one of my students ask me recently if I had ever seen one of those, and I said, of course I have. He said he has one, and he's supposed to bring it to school. I haven't seen one for years. Have you?
No, ma'am. My little cousin used to pick, we could pick one of them things between his teeth.
Weren't they fun, though, to
play
with?
They sure were, yes, ma'am.
They were indeed. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to? Now, you mentioned the traces, I think, a while ago, didn't you?
No, the wagon tail.
All right. The traces, do you know what they are?
Single tree.
Single tree.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And on the wagon, you have two horses, and each one has a single tree. Now, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Bits. Into the...
The horses are attached to the single tree. Now, what do you call the thing that both of the single trees are hitched to keep the horses together?
Trace chain? Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Trace chain.
Trace chain, all right. Now, if a man has a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along, you would say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Suppose that there is a log across the road. You might say, I tied a rope to it and what? It out of the way.
Pulled it out of the way.
All right, now what about when you pull it across the ground?
And drag.
Drag, all right.
Mm-hmm.
What about if we did that yesterday? Let's say yesterday I tied a rope to it and to the log and
dragged
it
yesterday.
All right, now let's go a little bit